to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
And happy Saturday. It is Saturday, April 29th, 2023, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackbird. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Trading Post this evening. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday and getting lots of things done. Tonight's episode is episode number 22 and is entitled Noticing Patterns with Miss Monica Schaefer 2. So we're going to be having Miss Monica Schaefer back to the Snack Shack for the second time. She was on the Breakfast Club show several times, and so it's good to have her back today. And so most people became aware of Miss Monica Schaefer when she released her video, Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust. And for many of us, she was the expert of political experience, talking about how to spot watermelons, as she calls them, in politics and NGO community organizing groups, echo, 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 that are all, quote, green on the outside and red on the inside. And she's known as one half of that dynamic duo known as those darn Schaefer kids with her dear brother, Mr. Alfred. Both of them have actually spent time in the chicken shack per the verdict of the international community courts, of course, for daring to stand up for both the truth, those pesky hate facts, and for standing up for those other folks standing up for the truth, especially Miss Ursula Haverbeck and Ernst Zundel and people like that. Recently, she released her book, Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, back in January 2023. So very curious to see how that's going. But perhaps she's best known for her way off Broadway, really bad dinner theater performances as character Murdoch Chan, the mysterious art school babe from such off-Broadway hits as Art School Babes Dig Austrian Painters and Why the Chicken Shack Songbird Sings. Now, for the newbies, we'll be opening up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour break so you can call in and tell us what you want to talk about and have questions for Miss Monica. So you're listening to RBN. This is because you can handle the truth. So call in and tell me your truths. So you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or toll free. And remember, RBN has to pick up the tab on this. But if you need to call, 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can come out to the Trading Post chat room where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best independent tips on the interwebs. And that's at bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. And, you know, if you got things to contribute, great. If you're looking for a knife fight, we'd just as soon you go someplace else. And then, let's see here, moving on down. So I wonder what Miss Monica wants to talk about tonight. Maybe she wants to talk about the weather. Here we're alternating between the world is going to end, thunderstorms, and nice sunny days with weaponized pollen, pretty much like last week. So everybody's pretty clogged up. I apologize if I have to mute and cough during the show tonight. Or maybe she wants to talk about the big Watauga County debate that is still raging over which was more hateful, angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers with his semi-tractor trailer truck in New Boone, or some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swingers Clubhouse. Or maybe she wants to talk about New Boone's new immigrant center and Muslim mosque and all the new things like the Immigrant Justice Coalition. So we have a new NGO group, the Immigrant Justice Coalition, here in the high country, and the commie carpetbaggers at Boonshine Brewery Company and recruiting center where we get people in and basically recruit them into our NGOs, and while serving them lots of our beer formulas, they're going to have a special Cinco de Mayo party for all the new arrivals in Watauga County. Yes, and they're going to have such groups as K-PASA Appalachia, Immigrant Mountaineers Movement, New Arrivals Institute, Latin Hispanic Alliance, the Bridge International, and Farm Worker Advocacy Network. And the Immigrant Justice Coalition is, you know, the goal is for this thing to raise funds for its scholarships. Yes, we're going to have to put all of these invaders into our education systems at every level. And so you may not know the Chicken Swinger Commies over at the Boonshine Brewing Company, but they also hosted a big political rally for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris back during the pandemic, because they could social distance out there while spreading the word about how great Joe Biden was going to be as a president. And he actually had fellow chicken swinger Doug Emhoff come in and speak. So, you know, this guy is connected. If he can come in and drop $1 million to build a brewery and formerly dry Watauga County, he had to change all the alcohol laws and then get it built. But it's a great recruiting center for the woke population of App State University. Or maybe she wants to talk about the new June Alaska historic photo that's going to be put on a public art mural to celebrate the five black people that used to live in a very poor section of Boone, that they are trying their best to bring these people to sainthood. I don't really understand it. Or maybe she wants to talk about the Fort Hood, Texas, changing its name to the name of the first token Mexican hired general in the new post-Kalergi U.S. military. If you look up, you know, John Hood and his heroics during both pre-Civil War and post-Civil War, and compare that to this guy who was literally, you know, his claim to fame was he was the first diversity hire that made a general in this, you know, affirmative action military. So, you know, maybe she wants to talk about, or maybe she wants to talk about North Kakalaki actually getting our voter ID laws back. So maybe we can crack down on all this fraudulent voting that's been going on, especially in all these college towns, right? Where they go out and they vote on all the precincts under different people's names, and they think nobody's watching them do it. So you think 2,000 mules was fun? You should see the fear and loathing in Watauga County politics post 9/11. We've got it all documented, of course. Or maybe she wants to talk about, you know, the chicken swinger mayor of Asheville, North Carolina, who basically got her position by these same bot elections, corrupt elections in North Carolina. And now, thanks to her progressive policies, Asheville, North Carolina is just as dysfunctional as Seattle, Portland, and all those other left coast cities. And they're having to basically lock the city down during peak tourist system, you know, season, right? And of course, here in Daly, you know, New Boone, we get the law enforcement reminding us to always lock our cars now and don't leave valuables unattended, because this is New Boone. You don't have a high trust community anymore. We had Mayberry, now we've got Tijuana. Or maybe she wants to talk about all those angry black Marxist leaders being denied that they won't be able to lynch poor elder dementia patient Carolyn Bryant Dahlman because she went and died on them. And they so wanted to lynch her after terrorizing her for years. Poor lady didn't know what was going on, except there was an angry black mob demanding her head outside of her nursing homes. You know, never mind that the actual grand jury cleared her of any wrongdoing and she was telling the truth about the real Emmett Till versus the astroturfed image that were being sold and is being used as a weapon to rally up all these angry young blacks in the Southeast. Or maybe she wants to talk about Florida governor and groveling goyim presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis going all the way to Israel to sign the First Amendment Shredding Act to criminalize free speech in Florida. And did Florida Shabbat Sheriff Mike Chitwood really say this is matzah country when he heard the news that the bill had been signed? I need that clarified if he actually said that. Or maybe she wants to talk about Kabbalah bracelet Tucker Carlson being out at Fox News and angry homosexual black man Don Lemon being out at CNN. And what impact is this going to have on really bad dinner theater? So welcome back to the Snack Shack, Miss Monica Schaefer, and tell me, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, thank you so much. That was quite a list of ever-increasing insanity, and there's a few other insane things going on that I could bring up and add to that list. It's mind-boggling, because every day there are new things happening that are more insane than the day before. And you just think that it can't get any crazier, and then it does. And I just, you know, if we were to transplant ourselves into the present day from just a few years ago, we would never have believed that any of these things are possible. We would say, oh, come on, stop making stuff up, you know, like, just don't make this stuff up. Like, the one that comes to mind that you didn't mention, I don't think, maybe you did, correct me if I'm wrong, but the mayor of a certain city in the States where there's a lot of thefts of cars, and it's a black mayor, a black Negro mayor, a woman who is suing car companies for making their cars too easy to break into. Have you heard about that one?
Now, I mean, that's a new one, but I love it. Yes. You know, it's just not so our fault. It's never our fault.
Somebody who thinks like that, eh? I can't think of anybody who thinks like that. Oh, except for those usual suspects, the ones you're not allowed to criticize. The one that the Florida DeSantis that you did mention went to Israel for, and that was only the second time in American history where a governor or a political leader goes to another country to sign a bill. And the first time was in 2019. And guess who it was? It was Ron DeSantis. He went to Israel in 2019 to sign Bill 741, I think it is. And that's also something to do with anti-Semitism and whatnot. It was a very vague bill. I mean, these kind of bills have to be very vague, because then they can interpret them any way they want to, when and how it suits them. You can't be anti-Semitic. And really, we all know what that means. It just means telling the truth about what they're doing, you know. So anyway, that's I find that the fact that he went to Israel for that, that in itself speaks greater volumes about what's going on than even the content of those bills, as bad as they are. Why did he go to Israel? What is the message there? Who is running our, you know, it's not my country, I live in Canada, but it's basically our world, right? So, yeah, okay, there's a few other insane things, like the Ontario NDP.
Well, before you drop off DeSantis, did you see who he was having dinner with? Sheldon Adelson's wife. And if you remember, Sheldon Adelson was the guy who was doing a George Soros, buying up, you know, all these elections with just stupid, you know. Basically, he was that transition mobster between Meyer Lansky, when everything was still illegal, and this new system where basically they've made everything from Las Vegas to Jersey, you know, all legal now. So it's just a business, right? And so now Sheldon Adelson was this, you know, mafioso turned legit businessman and philanthropist. And he passed not too long ago. May he burn in hell forever. Excuse me. Sorry about but, you know, DeSantis was having dinner with his wife. So, you know, this is all about sucking up to Jew money for his election. You know, used to they would, you know, go grovel at IPAC, you know, APAC. You know, there's nothing American about it, so I call it IPAC. But now just that chutzpah of, you know, I'm going to go to, you know, prove my Goyim Shabbat loyalty and, you know, go all the way to Israel and shred the First Amendment on Israeli soil, you know, before all these, you know, campaign donors to prove that I'm your guy. and, you know, willing to throw people like, you know, Handsome Truth and his crew completely under the bus. And you had all these young people out there doing these pamphleteering leaflets like the founding fathers used to do at the beginning of this republic. That was how we spread information. You know, they're trying to tell the truth, and, you know, they're basically throwing them under the bus for it. But anyway, yeah. So please continue.
I would challenge anybody to take any one of those flyers and find a single factual error. I would challenge anybody to do that, and I don't think they'll find any factual errors there. These flyers are simply pointing out some facts that are demonstrably provable, that, you know, it's from whatever sources you want to get them. I mean, it's just pointing out names of CEOs and that they happen to be Jewish and just these kind of things. So that's an important point to make. What are these flyers saying? They're not saying, oh, let's go kill some people. No, that's not what these flyers are saying. But of course, they make it sound like that, don't they? When they say this could incite something, you know, incite violence. No, how do they incite violence? Well, I guess it's because the usual suspects, they are very afraid of the people finding out and learning the truth. But, you know, we're getting to a point where our backs are against the wall. We're kind of all on pins and needles because we know that they are not going to stop until we stop them. How is this all going to, continue? So that's just something that I feel myself, you know, in this very strange mental space where, you know, okay, we're all still eating and we have roofs over our heads, which means that we are not really in the, I don't know, how do you describe it? We're not actually fighting other than right now with knowledge and information and trying to wake people up. We kind of know that it's going to come to a head. It seems like, you know, what they want to bring about is the collapse of civilization. We are witnessing that right before our very eyes. And then, I mean, all hell will break loose. And how will this all go? And sometimes you just think, well, bring it on, because the collapse is what's going to get people to actually, you know, then the actual, I don't know, the rising of our people will actually happen. I mean, many people are waking up. Are we going to rise? We have to rise. We will. We have done so in the past. Frederick, I mean, we have been down before. Like, we need to remember that we have been down before and we have risen back up, and that's what we need to do. It's just we're in a very strange place right now. It's almost like we're hovering in this space of not knowing. Everybody's kind of waiting, and it's a strange place to be. I do have another little it's a trivia fact to bring into the list here of things that have been happening lately, or things that have happened lately. Now, this is just about the death of a famous actor. It was the main star in The Fiddler on the Roof. He acted the role of Tevye, Chaim Topol. I don't know how you pronounce Chaim or Chaim. Chaim Topol.
I have lots of pollen right now, so I could do it really well. I can do it Henry Kissinger. I can do it Ehud Barak. You know, I can do a Bibi Netanyahu. So anyway, I'm sorry to digress.
That's great. No, he died recently, and I was reading about him, and, you know, he was a Mossad agent. I don't know if you knew that. He was a Mossad agent. He used his acting skills very well, in quotation marks, when he traveled all over the world in his role as being a famous actor. He could go anywhere with his celebrity status. And so one of the things that he was up to, for example, he was the Arab embassy in some European city, and I don't remember now which city they were talking about. He and his buddy, they were drilling holes to put listening devices into this embassy, so bugging devices. They got the apartment next door to this embassy office as if it was just... Well, I think they bought this or rented the place next door, and they turned it into a so-called dental office. That's, you know, this is all part of the act. And so then when the security from this embassy came to check out what are these drilling noises going on, Topol, he jumped into the dentist's chair. They dressed, you know, this was the dental clinic, supposedly, and his assistant was drilling, you know. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. This is the kinds of things that Jews do. So his Mossad accomplice, his name was Zvi Zamir. He later became the head of Mossad at some point. So this took place a few decades ago, that particular story. But, I mean, I think that's pretty interesting. What do you think?
Oh, that is, you know, fascinating trivia. And one of the big aha moments with my sticking a toe in the music industry was the discovery that the higher up you went, the darker it got. You know, you just in this very, very dark system that has lots of crossover between, you know, security, you know, intelligence work and acting, you know, so there's just a lot of gray area there. And from, you know, the time of, you know, the children of Lamech, you know, Jubalam and Tubal-Cain and all that, you know, they, you know, we're talking about we're, you know, basically the entertainers, but we also do all this other stuff on the side, like murder for hire, right? For the longest time, you know, the church totally hated the traveling Jewish minstrels because they knew that they were going to come into the town, and while they were there, they're going to put on a show which distract people, and people were going to get their pockets picked. You know, there's going to be prostitution going on, there's going to be gambling going on, you know, all these things going on, and the church didn't want it in the community. They thought it was a bad thing for community. So, you know, I always thought, oh, you can't stop art, you know, you can't stop music. That's bad. But, you know, when it's weaponized, it's like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, it's just like this beer garden thing in Boone. I mean, it is you talk about watermelon. I mean, it is nothing but a recruiting training meetup center over there. Just go, you know, and listen to all these NGO groups planning the demise of people like me in this community, you know, and having a nice, healthy beer, you know, from a local brewery, because they're such good people and they're doing progressive causes, you know, and we're the problem to be solved.
So interesting. You know, I'm just in the middle of reading this book, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon. So, and the subtitle, it's, can't remember exactly, but it's about Laurel Canyon. So exactly what you're saying. Oh my goodness, am I ever learning a whole lot about all these musicians that and groups and whatnot that I used to like some of those groups. And
oh, that's what we were supposed to. Spoilers. Mr. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, our next show at the end of the month is going to be on Laurel Canyon. We just did the one on the Beatles Yellow Submarine movie, and we just introduced a lot of that Laurel Canyon weirdness, but we're going to really, you know, open up the archives on that. I'm going to pack some serious hate facts. Make a lot of people hate the record collection, you know.
Fantastic. I hope that show about the Yellow Submarine is still up on his channel. I know things drop off the bottom because a friend of mine told me about it, that I've got to listen to that you did that show with him about the Beatles Yellow Submarine. That sounds really interesting. So this is fascinating. But, you know, Laurel Canyon, oh, my goodness, did a lot of blood get spilled there? And all these musicians who were basically created, many of them had very little talent, but they were somehow put into these positions. Their fathers were maybe in the intelligence services or very high up in the military. I mean, it's just fascinating. So I will be very interested to tune in to your show with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock about that. It's very fascinating.
Oh, it is. And, you know, just the Hollywood, ever since they stole Edison's inventions, you know, and he didn't want them to have it because he knew exactly what they would do with it, and that's what they did with it. But, you know, they were able to, you know, out-legalize him. But, you know, Hollywood has always had that dark element, you know, that, you know, when you realize that the gangster movies weren't about white Italian guys that was about these Jewish basic Maccabees. These guys are zealots. Meyer Lansky was a good Jewish boy who supported Israel, you know, in his Murder Incorporated, you know. He's got streets, you know, named after him in Israel, right? And so you realize that, you know, these guys are considered the, they think they're doing God's work, you know, and that can go any way about it. And, you know, the starlets that are used to blackmail, you know, seduce and blackmail these famous people. And I always talk about the meeting method of bully, bribe, blackmail, banish, and bury. And man, you look at the politics in New York and you look at the politics of Los Angeles and Hollywood, and it's like, there you go.
Some people say that the currency in Hollywood is adrenochrome, which I'm sure most of your listeners know what that is, but that's the terrorized, tortured children's blood, you know, that they harvest basically, you know, and they torture and murder children and take the blood, and then they get this, the adrenaline has been pumping through the blood and this adrenochrome. And I've heard some people say that that's kind of like just pretty much the currency around there.
Well, you know, you think with an industry where your entire career is your ability to stay young and pretty with sex appeal, you know, and that you have this known thing that, you know, one of the things about adrenochrome and all these other bizarre things that they use, like, you know, the foreskins, et cetera, you know, these are ancient beauty aids. And that was always the thing in the fairy tales about the evil witch who would, you know, drink the blood of children to stay youthful and pretty, you know, so she could seduce her victims and that kind of thing. And that, you know, all the court records of the trials and, you know, the historians, all the way to Herodotus, you know, is describing these exact same rituals up through, you know, the sacred magic of Abram Allen the Mage in the 1400s. And it's like, it's the same thing. This is a scientific torture thing for a product. You know, these people are harvesting Goyim children for these reasons, you know. And they always say it's an anti-Semitic trope and a canard, you know. And it's like, how much proof do you need? You know, what happens to those 400,000 children that go missing in the United States every year? You know, they just don't disappear.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, they've been doing it for not just hundreds of years, but thousands of years. And all these countries and regions and city-states and places that the Jews have been kicked out of, and somehow that is just, oh, it's just deemed a sickness in us, that we just have this anti-Semitic gene, you know, and it's just, it's a sickness, it's an illness. Haven't they already put that into the diagnostic manual as a sickness? And speaking of the craziness and insanity, this is something I learned just this morning, Frederick. The WHO, the World Health Organization, which is kind of like a arm of what, you know, what they want to do with world government, they have now coded, like they put a number on every unvaxxed person is now labeled sick. So if you go on just to visit your doctor, and they put codes and numbers on every disease just so that they are trackable in a data bank, right? It goes into a data bank. It's easier for them to kind of look at trends of who's getting, you know, who's getting flu or who's getting whatever disease and stuff like that. Anyway, now they have put a number on this so-called disease that is called every unvaxxed person is now labeled sick instantly, because you are missing the immunity that you would get from the vaccination. So that's what they say, that so-called, right?
That's so fascinating. Yes.
Yeah, it is. And now the ramifications of that are extremely serious, because once they've got you coded, like they put a number attached to your name that gives you this illness, even though you're perfectly healthy, okay, then the next pandemic gets rolled out, the next big sickness, and, you know, let alone that it might just be from all the 5G towers in your neighborhood or whatever, but the next sickness that gets rolled out, and it'll be easier for them to track you for, you know, maybe quarantining you or going, you know, pounding your door down and hauling you out and forcing you into something, whatever. Like, this is really serious stuff. It's unbelievable that they have helped instantly.
Okay, we're going into break. Hold that thought. Okay. You're listening to Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack with our guest, Miss Monica Schaefer.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
It's got a hole in it. Yeah, my book, it's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
And we are back. You're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. And tonight we have with us our dear friend, Miss Monica Schaefer. And if still getting the bump music, we can listen to the little Hank there. Okay, there it goes. Anyway, so you are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. If you can handle my buckets of hate facts, you can handle the truth, right? And so it is so important that we keep, you know, stations like RBN and Speak Free Radio and all the other independent media and listener-supported media on the air. We have to get the message out because we are fighting this Marxist monopoly, trillion-dollar propaganda engine, and we have to have a voice. And so keeping RBN on the air is very important. So if you still have a resource, please donate to RBN. And if you want to call in, we're going to open up the phone lines. Now we've got a few callers here. The phone lines again, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 or 1-800 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And Mr. Producer, I think we have Mr. Chance in West Virginia. Mr. Chance, happy Saturday, good sir. Oh, did he hang up? Okay, well, let's try Brendan from Massachusetts. And Chance, if you hear me, please call back in. So, Mr. Brendan hello, from Massachusetts, how Patrick, are you, sir?
Hello, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. A question for Monica. A friend of mine who was...
Can you speak up a little bit? You're a little low.
Yes, okay. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Okay, thank you.
Good. A friend of mine recently naturalized to a U.S. citizenship status, asked me a very interesting question. She's somewhat naive about how it really works in the USA, having come from China, but she's fully naturalized now, so a U.S. legal citizen. But she presented me with a question out of the blue maybe about 3 weeks ago. She said, is the Holocaust real or not? And I said, well, because I know she's naive, and she's pretty much, unfortunately, getting indoctrinated, if she isn't already, with mainstream media. But the fact that she asked the question, and I know she's skeptical about things, but she is truly skeptical about many things until it bites her in the backside. But she asked this out of the blue, and so I said, well, I didn't get into it with her because I didn't think she was ready to accept reality. But I was wondering, what is the best answer? She wondered if the Holocaust is real or the numbers are real. I said, I hate to say this, but I said, it looks like the numbers are off. Because I didn't think I could tell her the truth, that it's really fabricated, because she's not ready yet. She's coming from China and naturalized 2-3 years ago, and she's curious enough to ask the question. So I was wondering, is there a source that I could direct her to so she could look at it?
Okay. First, before I talk about sources, because there are many good sites to go to, but in my experience, people from other nationalities that are non-white are much more open to actually accepting that the truth about this, because they have not been as programmed, shall we say, with this Holocaust narrative since they were born. Like it there was no big prerogative on the part of the Jews, I guess, to put this programming into the brains of all these other people of other ethnic groups, other than, you know, the main target, of course, was the Germans, and then all white countries, people in all white.
Yes, but hold on, Monica. Let me just give a little insight. And she grew up during the Maoist revolution, which, as I understand, obviously the Jews infiltrated the Chinese into their Marxist ideology. So she doesn't know any better. But coming into the USA, she's in that naive state where she thinks, okay, I just left sort of Jewish Marxist ideology, and everything is less tyrannical. Therefore, it looks free, but she still has a skeptical mind. And she asked that question, and I said, oh, boy, if I told her the truth or directed her the truth, I don't think she could handle it just yet. So that's why I'm asking, is there a source where I could send her, or you, or wherever?
Well,
she's not ready for RBN, not yet.
You know, Codoh.com, that's Codoh.com, has a lot of good resources. There's many others. Jim Rizzoli on his daily email out names a whole bunch of these really great sites. I don't know if you're on Jim Rizzoli's mailing list, but you could easily get on that. And the Truth and Justice for Germans.com, that's a website that I manage.
Yep.
There's some good articles there. I mean, even just
she's very
reminded.
She's very brilliant. So, she's looking for specific numbers. She's kind of quick and fast and doesn't want to look at the big picture.
Like specific numbers of how many Jews died in World War II or what,
yes.
What kind of things? Because,
yes.
You know, I just got reminded.
The Holocaust numbers? What were the Holocaust numbers is what you.
Well, zero got killed in gas chambers. Let's just get that right out there right now. Zero people, whether Jewish or otherwise, were murdered in a gas chamber, and this is the story that they try to tell us. Now, there were some Jews who died in the camps. So did other people die in the camps. The Red Cross puts the numbers at 271,000, something like that, that died in all the camps put together. These were work camps. So, but, you know, I'll just tell you, like, a little tidbit that could be a good starting point. And I got reminded of this recently because it was in the news again for some reason, this principal in a Florida high school, William Latson. He's a black man principal who got fired from his job a couple of years ago because he let students opt out of Holocaust studies course in high school. Okay, so I wrote a letter at the time and it made national news here because this Canadian Holocaust denier is sticking up for this guy who's fired.
Hold on.
Florida.
I get it.
You'll find that on our website, the truthandjusticeforgermans.com website. Look for that. And I wrote an open letter to all the school board and staff, and there were something like 200 people on the mailing list that I wrote this open letter to, and it's open letter, so it's on our website. And even just a letter like that, I ask a lot of questions, but it might be a good starting point for your friend because
this was
quite mild.
But she's not ready for that. That's my point. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that it was a mild letter.
She can look at.
I don't really have any.
I want to jump in here. What I would do is just go through the basic math of, you know, what would it take to do 6 million cookies? You know, I always love the cookie example. You want to make 6 million cookies and you got this many ovens. How long does it take? And then the actual Jewish encyclopedia of the numbers of Jews in Europe before and after World War II, and then the Red Cross numbers, of course, and then the final thing is to explain to her that this is a magic number. This is a Talmudic number, 6 million, and they've been using it since the early 1800s. So, that would be my suggestions for it. And Brendan, before we let you go?
I'll just say one more thing to add to that, if you don't mind, because of the numbers. And I think that was in that letter, too, that if you just take the official numbers of Auschwitz, which there they had a plaque that said 4 million were killed at the hands of the Nazis, you know, and then they changed those numbers to first 1.5, and then on another sign it says 1.1. So somehow 3 million got subtracted.
Okay.
But their magic number, like Frederick says, the 6 million never changed. So 6 minus 3 is still 6 in their
mouth.
Is
there a URL she can go to? I'm just wondering. I get it. But
yeah. Yeah, just
do you have a website,
sit
a
down with her and watch something like some of the more lighthearted things like the Eric Hunt movie about Steven Spielberg, Last Days of the Big Lie, Denier Budd things on the Nazi shrunken heads is hilarious. He does a great job of that, and it's very short, and it just gets them questioning this. And always remind her of the Edgar J. Steele quote, "In all of Germany, occupied Europe, there resided 2.4 million Jews before the war, and according to the World Jewish Encyclopedia, afterwards, 3.8 million Jews are receiving Holocaust survivor pensions. Tragically, the 6 million were lost," right? The remaining 6 million were lost. So, you know, it's basic math. So great call.
That would be an excellent website. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in. Mr. Producer, can we have Chance in West Virginia? Chance, welcome back. Let's try this again. Are you there? Chance is having problems tonight.
No, I don't hear anything either.
I don't hear him. Okay, well, Mr. Producer, let's try Paul in California, please. Mr. Paul, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Are you Paul? Is this Paul?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Okay. It's going to be one of those calls where I could get in trouble. But that was one of the most pathetic, waste of time calls that I can ever remember hearing on RBN. I'm sure there's been plenty. I don't know who that guy was, but dude, what are you talking about? Your Chinese friend, and you don't know what to say or how to say it. Is there any resources that I could send her to? First of all, get a white woman friend and maybe educate her. And second of all, put her on a slow boat back to China. People like you make me sick. Just say what you want to say. Direct. Forthright. Tell the truth. Stop being such a faggot. That's my call. Thanks for hearing it.
Oh, okay. Ms. Monica, comments on Mr. Paul's call?
Well, I was thinking to myself, okay, do some homework here. But anyway, you know, we can just start gentle, whatever way. But in the end, it's just basic facts, basic math. If somebody can't handle it. And I think this thing about being Chinese and coming from China. Yeah, okay, Mao, that's right. This was a Jewish, you know, Jewish-led, Jewish-run operation too. But I think it would make her more receptive. I really do. I think that perhaps he was more worried about it than his friend would be worried about the information. So anyway, but I'm glad that he asked, and I'm glad that we were able to provide some resources. There might be some other listeners that might have benefited from that.
Yeah, newbies. You know, people do ask us now questions about this. That, you know, okay, well, I'm not saying I'm a Holocaust denier, but you know, what's the real story? You know, what happened with this? You know, and just we're trying to bring people that have been so brainwashed and have such cognitive dissonance that, you know, that's so hard to break through. I know with my family, you know, they have no use at all for any of my hate facts, you know?
Yeah. And I love that. The hate facts. I just love that. Every day I get up in the morning and the first thing I do is think about hate facts.
So, anything anyway, else, Paul? Okay, Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. Chance? Let's try the third try. Chance, are you there, good sir?
Snack Saxter, and this Monica, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, it must be a plot, man. Three times, I can't understand.
I know, what was going on?
I don't know, it must be a conspiracy. I don't
know. It must be.
Was that Paul from California? I really like that guy. That's the type of guy Paul. I can sit down. That's the type of guy I could sit down and drink a couple of cold beers with. The reason why I call, folks, is you mentioned earlier that book, Weird Scenes Inside Laurel Canyon by Dave McGowan. I'm dying to get my hands on that book to read it. I don't have the internet. Do you guys know where I could buy that by any chance?
Oh, I thought it was on Amazon, isn't it? I mean, I thought he was pretty well hooked up with distribution on that.
Well, I'm dying to read it. See, now I grew up in that area. All those bands, I have them all on vinyl. And here's an interesting point. One of my favorite musicians is Jackson Browne. And he got started at Laurel Canyon. And his father was high up in military intelligence. And Jackson Browne was born in Dusseldorf, Germany in 1948, which makes me believe that his daddy was probably stationed over there. And that's how he got his start, and I never knew that. So putting the pieces together, and like I said, I'd like to get my hands on that book because all those bands, like you mentioned, Monica, I have them all on vinyl. I grew up on that music. And it's interesting. It's kind of weird, but I guess that's what makes it interesting, you know?
Yeah, it is amazing to learn that none of this happened organically. That's the important thing here. And funny that you mentioned that, you know, Jackson Browne, his dad was in high up in the military. It's the story of most of them.
Yeah. And he must have been his daddy must have been stationed in Germany because Jackson Browne was born in Dusseldorf in 1948. Yes. So, you know, all you got to do is put the pieces together. Now, Snack Shack, sir, carry on. Thank you for taking my call now.
All right. You should be able to find Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon by Mr. David McGowan. 2014, it seems to be still in print. Amazon has it, Barnes & Noble has it, so try to buy it from somebody local. They should have a copy, you know.
Yeah, I guess I'll order it at my local.
Yeah, and there's another one about from Jay Dyer, who talks about the CIA connections and everything. So that's another interesting. And yeah, listen to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock show because we'll have a lot of reference books for that show. So, all right,
okay,
Mr.
Folks.
Producer, thanks, Chance. Thanks for calling. We have Mr. John in Colorado, please. John, are you there?
Good afternoon. Good show. Hey, Monica.
Greetings, sir.
Yeah, I was reading the Barnes Review magazine, which I subscribed from its inception. They had an article on the canyon. And like I said, a lot of fathers, Jackson Browne, Henry Fonda, and other people I can't mention. They were in intelligence in the military and, yeah, followed a lot of those musicians. Monica, I have a question. On the TV over the last 6 months, I saw two commercials that talked about Jewish hate, and I don't know who brought them up, talked about this. In the last one I saw recently, some father was talking to his son and said, you were right, son. Hitler was right about the whole thing. Didn't talk about exterminating the Jewish, but he just talked about what Jewish problems were to the German people. I don't know if you knew anything about that or who did it or what. I did hear something on a couple of shows before this. One mentioned about the Mossad being, you know, the motto was by deception. Is it possible that they did this just to get people, you know, confused or that? Do you know anything about that?
That motto, by deception, thou shalt make war. But what was your question? You did cut out for a few words there, and I don't know exactly what your question is.
I'm sorry, Monica. There's a thing I saw on the TV over the last 6 months, two commercials that talked about Jewish hate. And at the end, it talked about Britain. It says, we're combating Jewish hate. I don't know who did it, who the group was, but you know, I just wonder if the Mossad was doing this as a deception figure.
Well, I mean, there are all kinds of absolutely insane measures and laws and things being done every day now. And we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, DeSantis going over to Israel, this anti-Semitism law and whatnot. And I mean, and there's these laws are actually being dropped all over the place. So I don't know who created the commercial, but obviously it's some Jewish organization if they're wanting to tell the public that, oh, anti-Semitism is on the increase, like they always say. And of course, it's really the anti-Semitism or whatever you want to call it is on the increase. And when they do anti-Semitic acts, it's usually themselves to drum up a reason for creating their laws against us telling the truth about what they're doing. But I don't have a TV. I don't know what commercials you're talking about, but I do know that they're going insane with passing laws and whatnot, you know, making protest illegal around drag show events, for example. Just all these laws that they're passing now make safe zones for drag show events. I don't know. It's just going crazy. So, but the specific commercials you're talking about, no, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I'm seeing those. I'm seeing those here in North Kakalaki on the cable networks, and just full rotation. You've got everything from the ADL, this outfit called Stand Up Against Jewish Hate. The other one is Christians and Jews United for Israel, of course. And then there's the other one just basically of Christian, other Christian groups that's supposed to be, you know, for Israel. And it's like every commercial break, you see this very long PSA, public service announcement, about rising hatred of the Jews and how anti-Semitism and white supremacy are a threat to our democracy. So, yeah, great call. Thanks for calling in. Mr. Producer, can we have Thomas in Florida, please? Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, Bruce in Carolinas. Bruce, are you there? Bruce, are you there? Is this Bruce or is this Thomas?
This is Thomas.
Thomas, let's go ahead and take your I skipped one. I'm sorry. So what's your question, Mr. Thomas? We're running out of time here.
Oh, I don't have a question. I just basically a heads up. I live down here in South Florida, and you realize that DeSantis went all the way to Israel from a bunch of young guys passing out some flyers here in Florida, as well as getting quite a following on the Internet through Odyssey, which they just got kicked off of on Tuesday. Now they're in the very last place they can be, Gab. That guy Torba, okay, has that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just street stuff. All I can say is I recommend go to GTV, Goyim TV Flyers, GTV Flyers, download them, and show them to all your friends or people that you'd like to introduce to what's going on. And there was 13 of them anyhow, and all they are is lists of people's names and faces and the positions they hold in various aspects of our world. And surprise, surprise, they're all Jewish. And that guy might show that to his Chinese friend. I mean, not that I really care. I'm with Paul. She should take a boat back to China. I mean, hell, you know.
Great advice. Just go and download those, print them off, print those flyers off. That's a really, really good piece of advice there, GTV. What was
very
the website
powerful.
Again?
It's just GTV Flyers, and it's on,
exactly.
Believe it or not, it's on DuckDuckGo, you can find it. But you can also get it on, I think, Odyssey, and you can get it maybe, you have to be signed up for Gab. But I mean, they're scared. Those flyers are the reason Ron got on the jet, I say probably some Jewish friend's private jet, and he got escorted all the way over to Israel. These kids, they're kids. My age, I call them kids, you know. They're all, like, you know, under 50 years old. And they're the point of the spear. That guy, John Menadio, Handsome Truth, is probably the most censored man in the United States. If not
Oh, easily. When you look up GDL, if you go looking for the flyers, you will go through 10 pages of various sites telling you how bad GDL and Handsome Truth are before you will actually find the Goyim Defense League website. I mean, you have to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling to find it. So, yeah, great call. We're going to try to get one more call in. Let's get Bruce in the Carolinas. Bruce, are you there?
I'm going to make an assumption that I'm talking to the occupants of Blackjack Mountain. Is that correct?
That is true, sir. How are you today?
Very good. I got a couple things to pass on. Monica, I want to thank you very much for the sacrifices you and your brother have made. They've been absolutely they're wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know how to ever repay you, but I want to also put out some information very quickly that the best way to go to figure out about the Holy Hoax is to go to the Red Cross site. It'll give you 271,000 died in 19 camps in 4 years, and they died of disease and starvation. Not one was ever gassed, not one. And the reason why they died in the last year and a half was because the trains were being shot at by the Allies that were carrying medicine and also food to those camps.
There you go. And we are out of time. Bruce, thanks so much for calling. Miss Monica, thank you so much for coming on tonight. And
thank
I hope
you.
Everyone has a wonderful weekend. Until next time, I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information.
Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit Republic Broadcasting.